Okay, so that's Siman Aleph, Sifkotun Ches in the Tzesekhoshim. So let's start at the beginning. So the whole question which the Sma really raises, is that right, is the question of whether Migu can work in the case of Tfiso by a Knas. So what is the case? A person is owed Knas, there are no Edim, and he's Tofes. And there are no Edim at the time of the Tfiso. Can we say that his Tfiso works because he has a Migu that he could say, I wasn't Tofes, since there were no Edim of the Tfiso, which will give his Tfiso the strength of Edus that he had the right to be Tofes, that it was his. And once there are Edim on his side, the Nitba loses his rights to be Moide Biknas and Potter. Is that right? So therefore, just as if the Tovea had brought Edim, there's nothing that Nitba could do anymore to pattern himself. So in the case where the Tofes has a Migu, there's also nothing that the Nitpas can do to be Tovea. And that whole thing seems to be a Machlokes, Mordechai and Mukhe Yosef in Bovakam. So we've got the Mordechai at the end of Perek Hameniach, I think it was. The Mordechai at the end of Perek Hameniach, where he says quite clearly, at the very end of the Perek, V'yeshomak ha'goyin she'tofas ba'edim, she'achshov einu ne'aman b'mig. So he makes an akimta there where the tfisa was ba'edim, and therefore he doesn't have a migu, implying quite clearly that if there were no edim, he would have a migu. And although the Shach wants to say that maybe the Mordechai holds that the sugi is going according to the Man Doma, that Pargan is Gezmomen and not Knas, that's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus of it is, and that's why the Sma brings the Mordechai as a raya for the Shita Sarosh, that Migu will work if there is no if there are no Edim at the time of the Tfisa. That's the Mordechai. The Nemuke Yosef at the end of Hachovel doesn't accept that. He says differently. I thought it was the end of a chayvah. Where is it? The Nemuke Yosef at the end of Hameniach. Says the afilu tofas nami mafkinan mine. Have you got the Nemuke Yosef in front of you? That's Yud Zayin in the Daf Harif, the very end of Hameniach.
Yes.
And then it's about 25 lines from the bottom or so. It's a dibur amatke v'hu adin l'tan o'chitim.
Yes.
And then a few lines down. Ve'afilu tofas nami mafkinan mine. Even if he was tofas, we would take away from him. De'lo mahan yetfisa ela b'mamoyin. Di'ihava moide be'nitva havi mechayev. Tfisa only works in the case of momin, where if the nitva would be moide, he would still be chayev. So therefore, we can be mechayev the tofes because there's nothing the nitba could do to save himself. But in the case of knas, where the Torah patterns a moide b'knas, even if he's moide after the tfisa, we take it away from him. In that case, the migu won't help. So we don't fully understand that svara, but what the Nemuchi Yosef is saying is that because Moide B'Knas gives the nitba a power, which only gets neutralized by counter edim, nothing else neutralizes the ability of a nitba to be Moide B'Knas and Patah. So the migu also won't neutralize that. The only thing that can neutralize that is edim. So already we've got a machlokes Mordechai and the Mukhi Yosef. We've got a machlokes Rosh and Ramah in Simon Shin Sadites. So it's a little odd that where the Tzeshachoshin says, or Matzasi, machlokes Rishonim and Sadi, that he's found a machlokes. There seems to be a machlokes right through the Rishonim in that. You've got the Ramah and the Rosh. We've got the Mukhi Yosef and the Mordechai. It's interesting, the Ramo, I think the Sma brings him, the Ramo at the end of Shin Sadites clearly says there is a Migu. He goes against the Rama. The Ramo clearly holds like the Mordechai that there is a Migu, and like the Rosh. And it's interesting there, in Shin Sadites, the Vilna Gaon points out that you can see in Siman Taf, the next Siman, especially if you look at the Shach there, that the Shulchan Aruch also holds that way. It's not that the Ramo is being chilek on the Shulchan Aruch, but that the Shulchan Aruch also goes b'shita sarosh, that there is a migu, that he does have a migu, even in the case of Knas. So the only ones who we know for sure say that he doesn't have a migu is the Rama and the Nemuchi Yosef. And the Rama, I think, was the Rebbe of the Nemuchi Yosef. That seems to be one shita.
Okay.
So with that, and then of course we've got the Ravid and the Ramban that the Kseis HaChoshen brings to our attention. So let's work that in the Kseis. So Vezeh Loshon Asma. V'gam Inyan Tvias Knas Mahanin Migu Chomoshe Kosef HaMordechai Sof Perek HaMeniach. So he brings the Mordechai as his primary reference. The primary Rishon who holds that Knas works, that Migu works by Knas as well, by two Sof Siman Shin Tzadites in the name of the Rosh, V'chein Posach HaShach, Sof Siman Shin Tzadites, the Mahani Migu B'Knas Im Tofas. Om Na Motzasi Machlikis B'zeh Ben Gedoyle HaMorim, V'unim Tzakosu B'sef HaSchus LaHaRamban, V'siman Chofov, Kosov HaRaivet Zal. So the Raivet brings his Sofet. And he says, "Mil heichad the tofas kodem hoido." So the Ravid starts off by saying that tfisa before edim or tfisa before hoido, and so he then the nitba brings edim after tfisa, the nitba brings edim, or the nitba is moide b'knas. Lekula alma, we take the tfisa away from the tofas. Is that right? That's what the Ravid starts off with. So the tfisa doesn't help, it doesn't help against edim and hoido, even if the edim and hoido came after the tfisa. We'll be mafkin and mine. Says the Ravid, so there's not yet been a hoido of the baldi of the nitba. He is tofas. There are no edim in that tfisa. And therefore, the Yochel Loimar Lo Ad Yudvarim Ma'ilo, he could claim, "I know I was never Tovis." He could deny the Tvisa and therefore keep what he's got. V'atu lebeidina, v'chofar beidach, the nitva continues to be kofar. I don't owe you anything. By Knasa, im hoide la'achamikeh, and thereafter his moide. He sees that things are going badly for him, so he decides rather to be Moide B'Knas, and that way, hoping that we'll take the Tfisa away from the Nitzpas, that we'll take the Tfisa away from the Tefes. Istap Kelim Nitzim. I have a sofek as to whether this Migu will work. I have a high Migu Ke'edim. On the one hand, this Migu makes it as if the Tefes has got Edim. Kidam Ninim Ba'almi Mali L'Shaka Ke'edim Dam. Given the Baha'i Tvisa Iku Migu, have a lake Edim, Ve'ilu Hocho Hechad the Kofa, Ve'otu Edim Homechayev. And so here too, if the nitzbah is kofer, and then there are edim against the nitzbah, and there are edim in favor of the terveya, he's chayiv, and it won't help him afterwards to be kofer.
To be moed.
Right. And here too, the tfisa was before kfira moedo, and therefore, the case is over. It's as if he's brought edim that he's entitled to it, and that's the end of it. Oy dilma, kivan de ilu hoide potu. Since the fact is that if the nitba was moide bikras, he would be potu. Loi adib hai migu me hoido. The migu that the tofes has got is no stronger than the huido of the other person, the nafshe. So this last phrase I still don't understand. I don't know if you do v'cholecha the huido lo mahani mali v'shaki lo mahani. But even without that phrase, what he seems to be saying is, since his huido, since the Nitba always has the ability to be moide, unless there are edim against that hoido, the migu that the tofes has, the tevea has, isn't strong enough to counter the rights of the nitba to be moide.
Yeah. So you're learning it as the hoida is of the nitva.
Yeah.
I think we learned it the other way. He said, lo adib hai nigu mahida de nafshe, meaning the toy face, this migu that he has, is no stronger than if he were to be
himself.
If he himself, the toifis, were to be moida. In other words, he's coming into the base den and saying, I was toifis. Normally, we say, hodas baldin kameya edim dami. On the other hand, that statement of I was toifis is also a migu. So we learned it as a reisa in that type of migu, as opposed to other types of migu where, for example, like a moedeba mikzas tat migu, where you're not contradicting the migu is not contradicted by a sort of a hodas baldin kind of issue. So he's saying that lo adit hai migu mahidada nafshe.
Keyword is nafshe.
Hodas baldin me edim dami. So now the migu is weak. Since the hoida, his statement of I was toyface, is not going to help him retain it.
So I like that. Just explain to me how you're understanding that first part. In other words, the reyes in the migu. So if he would be moide,
the statement of I was toyface is really incriminating himself. He's saying I walked into that guy's house and I was toyface and item. Normally that's an incrimination. That's a statement of I agree that I took his thing.
Kamea Edim.
And that's, and normally say, Hudas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami. On the other hand, it's also Migu in that he is saying I had a right to it and I could have just denied the whole thing in the first place. Because that Migu is weakened by the Hudas Baldin aspect of it, he says, he's basically saying the Migu is not strong enough to
doesn't do anything to
create,
because the Haidah is doing nothing. Similarly, the Migu shouldn't do anything. And the key was that we felt we were all working on one man here, because it said Haidah Dinafshe.
Yeah, I like what you're saying in the Loshon of the Ravid. It's much better. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand the impact of it. So Odiyom Kimin the Ilu Haideh Potu.
Let's say,
if he, the Tofes, would have been moide that he was Tofes, is that right?
But so that part we struggled with.
Right.
How
the opening Hoida Potter really feels like the Ghana.
So let's try that. Odilma Kivan de Ilu Hoide Potu, if the Nitba would have been Moide, he would have been Potu Biknas. Therefore, because it says Kivan, so that's the reason. Therefore, Loy Adipai Migu Mohido de Nafshe, his own Hoido couldn't have undone the Hoido of the Nitba, is that right? He comes and says, I was Tefes. The Nitba says, I admit, I'm Chayev. In such a case, we would take it away from him. The Hoidah of the Nitba would be the stronger one. His own Hoidah would not help in that case. Voidas baldin kemer edin dami. Anywhere where his own Hoidah couldn't help against the Hoidah of the Nitba, Mali Lishakir lo mahani. The Mali Lishakir also can't help. Why not? What is the link between the Hoidah and the Mali Lishakir?
So when we talk about the Hoidah, we talk about the Hoidah of the Toifis, right?
Yes.
So the Hoidah of the Toifis is in fact an incriminating statement.
Right.
And he's saying he took something from someone else. So so that's not going to help the Toifes retain and hold on to what he took.
Right.
That's what he means by lo mahani. So therefore he says the mali l'shaker, that the migu that falls out of the same situation also is not going to help him. That's what we're learning as a reyesa in the migu, because the type of statement.
The original
circumstances of the migu are at the same time
at the same time a
hidah of baldin, as opposed to, because we're looking at other types of migu where if a person says like a moed of emektas, you owe me $100, no, I only owe you 50. That's a migu, is it not? So he's not. There's no Hoidah's Baldin over there. He's perfectly happy to pay the 50. And there's no Hoidah's Baldin that he owed the 100, as opposed to over here, by saying I was Toifis from the other guy, that's an incriminating statement that he's agreeing to the fact that he took the other person's property. So that's a reyesa in the migu that normally the migu would help him, but this type of migu isn't strong enough.
Well, it's also better that Haidah can do two things. Either a Haidah you're saying because you want to be putter at the end, but instead the Haidah here is not puttering him. If anything, it's incriminating him, admitting his theft. And now we want to turn around and take a hypothetical statement that he could have made of I could have lied, and which he's not actually saying. How do we choose which of his statements are actually going to impact here? Do we take the migu and give that weight, or do we take a haidah here and give it the weight of Mea Aden? Like it felt like neither is working. Not the haidah, not the migu.
But the v'chol heicha the haidah lo mahani, only he's talking about where the nitba was moideh as well, moideh biknas, is that right? Because otherwise his haidah would help.
No, we were learning that
we put it on the his Hoidah.
Not normally it doesn't help the Toifes.
Understand, but it only doesn't help the Toifes if the Nitba was Moide.
His statement of I was Toifes goes against him, even though he's got a migu, that because it goes against him, it's not going to help him retain the item.
If he says, I was Toifis, but Shalit of us. I was Toifis, what belongs to me. I'm not saying I was a Ganon. I'm saying I took what belongs to me. His Toifis. So what do we do in such a case? So now we say, and he says, and I could have just denied the whole thing. Therefore, believe my Tyler that it's Shalit of us.
Yeah.
So, and then his hoidah would work. His hoidah would work then. The only time his hoidah won't work is if the nitba is moide biknas.
But I'm assuming that the facts are that he took. He's claiming it's his. But that's contested, whether it's his or not.
But yeah, what would the din be there? So just stop there. What would the din be there? His tofes?
Yes.
And the nitpas is, the nitba is kofer?
Yeah. Normally we call that geneva.
Yeah, so, and there are no edim to say that he's entitled to it, and there's no migu. If there were, there's no migu, then he's clearly got to give it back. Is that right?
That seems to be, even if he says, well, it was mine, well, no, you can't just, I assume.
Right, so that's the hoidah lo mahani. That's why his hoidah can't help, because if he were just to say, I was tofes, we would take it away from him.
Yeah, that's what he felt.
So the mali l'shakir lo mahani, the mali l'shakir doesn't do anything, doesn't strengthen his hoidah in any way, because even no matter how strong his hoidah is, it's...
The circumstances are such that he is incriminating himself. So the mali l'shakir is not going to, doesn't help either, seems to be saying.
Right.
And then we were kind of forced into this interpretation just by trying to understand kol hechad hoidah l'mahani, mali l'shakir l'mahani. There was this equivalence there that couldn't understand.
I want to go back to the other. I mean, at any rate, it's clearly coming out that the Ravid says that there's no the migu is not.
Migu does not prevent.
The topic as to whether a migu can
stop the haidah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it ineffective.
So I mean, he's basically mistapek on the way that's like the Mordechai and Miki Yosef.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really his topic. And in the Loshen of the Namukhi, I thought the Loshen of the Namukhi Yosef was quite important because
that first Haida is the Ibu Haida Potter. You know, why mention that? He begins with Haidilma, which is the other way of looking at it.
The Loshon of the Namukhi Yosef is interesting. The Lomahan Yetfiso Elaba Moina, the I have a Moide Bei Nitba Havi Mechai. He kind of gives a sfora for the tzad, and I don't know if it's the same as the Ravid or different. He just says, the reason that tfisa will work by momen is because if the nitba would be moide, he would still be chay. Ava b'knasa derach monopatra, afiru tfisa b'lo edim lekamigu. But in the case of knas, where the rachmona, where the Torah patters the nitba if he's moide, tfisa won't help against the hidot.
Against the
Haidah, the Haidah was first. So do you understand that the Ravid Sopik is only where he's Moida?
What the Gana is Moida.
Where the Gana of the Nitba is Moida, and so he's Moida because says the Namukhi Yosef.
After the Tfisa.
After the Tfisa, says the Namukhi Yosef. The Torah says a Moida because is Potter.
Right.
So the migu is not going to work against that. Seems to be what he's saying, that a migu will not work against the Torah's p'tur of a...
Moed of the knas.
Yeah, of a moed of the knas. And that might be the tzad, that second side of the rival.
Which means he did it first. They ought to try me.
The Torah gives him the right to that's on the gun, on the nitba. The Torah gives him the right to patter himself through hoido. So what will we say? That this migu takes away that right? Loi adipayim migu mehido denafshe. just as his own hoida, which is like mea edim, will not take away the right of the nitzvah to be moida. In the same way, a migu will not take away that right of the.
Just like the hoida of the toifis.
Since if the nitba were to be moide, he would be potu. That's a right the Torah has given him.
Yeah.
And that would work even if he was. And I'm trying to learn like you're learning. Even if he, the toifis, was moide himself. And you might say that that's like mea edim dami, meaning what? That he was toifes. He admits that he was toifes. And what's the v'idas baldin kemea edim dami? Is that going on the nitva or the toveil?
That would give the nitva. That would support the nitva's claim because
the nitva is v'idas baldin kemea edim. So even though v'idas baldin kemea edim dami, so he's admitting that he's kayev. And the tofes, the tovea is admitting that he was tofes. In such a case, he would have to give it back. So he's nothing he can do. His own hodor won't help, and his mali l'shake won't help either. So I'm not 100% sure what he's saying. Or understanding of what he's saying, but you're right. He's learning some one form or another, like the Nevi'im Yosef, that since the Torah has given the Tovea the right to be Moideh, the Migu can't stand up against that right. The only thing that could undo that right would be Edim. We can't be Moideh after proper Edim. But even though we hold that a Migu is like Edim, so we. Even if we believe him, in other words, we believe him that the fact is you've got an emonus. We believe you that you're entitled to it. But the Torah was matir, as Xeris Akosta, the Torah was matir amoide biknas. So even if we believe you, all the migu does it tells us that we believe you. It does. We can't necessarily paskin the din that way because against the migu, we've got his hoidor, and his hoidor is Xeris Akosta that he can be. He's potter because of Yashu and Elohim.
Would you like to try one last time to read it as the original Ganav Sveda and the Nitva?
We can try. I don't think it helps a whole lot. So how would we do that? Oydil Nakivan de Ilu Hoide Potter. If the Ganav, if the Nitva would be Moide, he would be potter.
That's the classic rule.
Right. Loi Adiv Hai Migu. This Migu that the Toyface has got. Isn't right. Better than the hoidor that the nitva has got.
Right.
The nafsheh. V'hoidas baldin kemea edim dami. Even though the hoidas baldin kemea edim dami, so it's as if there are edim that he was tovea, that he was damaged.
And still he's potter.
He's still potter, even though the hoidas baldin is as if there are edim that the event actually took place, he still would be potter. And as long as the hoidor of the ganav of the nitba doesn't help the tofes, mali the shakir lo mahani. That's how I wanted to learn that. It doesn't help the tofes.
Because
it does help the nitba. No, it doesn't help the tovea. And as long as the hoidor of the ganav. Loi Mahani doesn't help the nitpas, doesn't help the toifas. The ganav is saying, you're right, I did steal. You're completely right, I stole it. That doesn't help him. It doesn't help the ganav.
It
doesn't help the toifas. Mali the shakir loi Mahani. In such a case, the migu also isn't going to help him. His own migu is not greater than the other guy's aiding.
The other guy's admitting, yeah.
That's how I wanted to understand it. Which doesn't fit into the Loshan as well as yours. But it makes it more logical for me. So again, it would be Oidilma, Kiban de Ilo Hoide Potu. If the Nitba, the Ganav, was Moide, he would be Potu. The Torah gives him that right. Loi Adip Hai Migu, Mohido de Nafshe, this migu that the Tofes has isn't any stronger than the actual Huidah that the Nitva made and said, you're right, I stole. Huidah Sbaldin Kemea Edim Dami. Even though that Huidah Sbaldin is Kemea Edim Dami, he's still potter because of Xeris HaKosu. Any case where the Nitva's own Huidah doesn't help, Mali L'Shaki Loi Mahani. What will Mali L'Shaki do?
So we had read Loi Mahani originally as not helping himself, and we said, why? Why doesn't the Huidah,
yes,
why did it cast potter? Why doesn't it work?
That's what I was battling with that Loshon of the Ravid all the time. Now I checked in the original
Loi Mahani to the Tofes.
Yeah, it doesn't help him. It doesn't help him keep his tisa.
To prove that he was the victim. Even though he's admitting that he stole.
So we've got all the evidence we need that he stole.
Right.
That's Kamea Edim Dami. There's no doubt that he stole.
Yeah.
The Nehemonis is there. We believe you, Tofes. You don't have to convince us. We believe you. You were wrong.
Yeah.
But we cannot be Mechayev the Mazik because of Xeris HaKosu. So sorry, your Migu doesn't help because the issue is not Nehemonis. The issue is Xeris HaKosu.
So that's why I wanted to go back, because I think that's how we learned it originally.
Yeah, as I'm thinking more and more, as I say, yours fits into the wording better, but it's just hard to understand. This way, at least I understand what the linkage is between this Huidah and the Mali L'Shaki.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the Nemukhi Yosef means as well. The Torah gave him that right. It's got nothing to do with Nehemonis anymore. It's not about whether we believe you or not. Amigo is about whether we believe you or not. We believe you. We believe you as much as if there were Mea Edim, we believe you. But we can't get the Knas for you.
Well, the beginning of the Ramban actually comes off nasty now against what you're saying.
Okay, so let's have a look. By Ramban, Kosovo Lazerashim. The Indian speaker, Shalarav Zalbatev, is Knas Yoliba Edim, Fagyotzadinu, Michlal Dvorenu, Liz Chayev Bizman Azeh. So, as far as Bizman Azeh is concerned, there's no, the Ravid has no sopik. This Huidah of the Nitba is not any, isn't a Huidah. Fa'afilu b'moideh b'vezdin mumchin aniyoy me'shiloy potro tere b'kdas ela shiloy yochai v'yose mitchilo api atzmoy dichtiv ashe yashin elekim prat l'mashiyas atzmoy aval zeh lo api atzmoy mizkayev ela lezeh anu ma'aminim sh'oma nizkayev b'kdas potofasti m'shiloy letashmim knas shiloy. Once there's been a tfisa, he's no longer Mashiach himself. It's the Tofes who's been Mashiach him.
But this beginning part, I think, works well with what you're saying, because he's saying that it's not shut that there's a patur. The Huidah is not a patur. The Torah doesn't give a patur. When we say Moed of a Knas Potter, it doesn't mean the Torah gives a patur. It's that there's no chiyuv created. Which is right, because the Ravid assumes, and the Nemukhi Yosef assumes, that there's a special Xeris HaKosu of Moed B'Knas Potter. The Torah has a Patur. In fact, the Lashon was Rechmana Patre, right?
So there's a Knas there, and now it's Potter.
The Ramban says there's no Patur, it's
no Chiyuv born.
Right,
yes.
Because his Mashiach's Atzmo is the attempt to make a Chiyuv, does it not Chal, and now there's no Chiyuv.
Right, exactly right. Right. And Mikoshken Kishutovas Mishiloin the Taltin in Vazat Tova Bidin Lachzim Vlora Knas Bedamin, she ends up Moedibi Knas. And certainly, if it's just the issue is he wants to pay cash instead of paying with the jewelry that was taken, Zoriz Beniskarhu.
What does that mean?
I think it means he's admitting that he's willing to pay, he's coming forward and he wants to pay, we should let him. He's not trying to get out of anything.
He just wants to pay with money instead of his stuff.
I think so.
Okay.
The peg shoshe noga chamrin and veleim ale itam havi ma'arkan ole la'agma. So that's it. Did you look at that Gemara? So the shoyel borrows an ox. Turns out to be a mu'ad. He thought it was a tam. And the Gemara says, let him say, eat, and the din is that they each have to pay half. And the Gemara says, "Itam, let him say, v'leimalei itam havi, if he were a tam, I have him arakna leila agma, I could have had him disappear into the wilderness, and there would have been no migufa. They couldn't have found the ox, and I wouldn't have had to pay anything. But now that he's a mazik, and I have to pay from my bank account, there's nothing I have. I couldn't have got out of this. And according to the nusach of the Rach, the answer is that the Baal, the Tovea, was already Tofes. So he didn't have that out.
Right.
So it would seem that the Tfisa helps, even though there's an issue of Knas. It seems that the Tfisa helps. But there's also argues that the Beis Din was Tofes, and Mikoma Komadin Poshut. Let's see how the Tzeis HaChodesh explains it. Umashi Siyim Haramban Zal Minus Kosoi Shel Harach, the Kadim Baldin Vatafse, who may vis Siyua Lisporosoi de Mahani Migu Biknas. He's bringing a raya that Migu Biknas works. The Zeo Biuro, and this is how he does it. The Shamka Omar Ashash Sholo Becheskas Tam Vadim Samuad, Baini Misham Katsinezik, Vishol Misham Katsinezik, Ufari, Vaneim Alei Itam Havi Moedino Mefatrino. So the Gemara asks the Kasher in two steps. The first one is, I could have patted myself by being Moedes, says the Shoy. Vafilu, the man of our paganism, come on, Moedes, Neim Alei Itam Havi Marikno Leila Agna. And the Gemara only answers the second side. The Gemara says, no, you couldn't have been Ma'arik no Leila Agma, Mishanik going to Kodam Ba'adin Vatavse, Vizor Gisosa Shalai Ravsa. But the Gemara hasn't dealt with what, according to the Man Doma Pal Ganizke Knaso, I could have been Moide Biknas. According to the Man Doma Pal Ganizke Yeah, I feel the man the palgan is knasa. I could have been moide biknas. Virgishan ambanda kushar rishona bimkoima adayim. The name alei itam avi modino mefatrina. If chatzinezek is knas, I could have patted myself by hodo. Ufirish boed the Irish tovas beloy sahadi, and it must be talking about tfisa beloy sahadi begavnet islay migu. Where he's got a migu,
there's no witnesses, so he still has a migu.
And that's why, if the mazik was tofes, that tfisa would help. If the baal hashor was tofes the shor, is that who was tofes the shor? Now the Baldin, the Kodam Baldin Vatafse, the Baldin was Tofes, so that deprives him of the ability. So if it was Momin, it deprives him of the ability to take, to send it out to the field. But what about if it's Knas? So if there was a Migu that the Tofes could say, could deny having been Tofes, and therefore we believe is Tfisa. The two moedino umefatrino gam ken loyshayer given the miku the migu leida. So he can no longer say I could have been moide because the other person was tofes. We know that if you're tofes and then there's a hido, we take the tfisa away. No, explains the Tzeis HaChodesh. We must be talking where he has a migu, and therefore we won't take it away from him. Otherwise, that first part hasn't been answered. The Alma de Mahani Migu Biknas.
So he's learning that the answer the Gemara gives, Kadam Baldin Batafse, is an answer to both questions, right?
Yes. Yeah. Which Bepashtus in the Gemara must be. It's just difficult to understand it because the Gemara just leaves the other side alone. It doesn't go back to it. So clearly, the Tfisa works for both. So if Palgan is Kamam Oino, the Tfisa helps, but it denies you the opportunity to say, I could have been Mavriach to the Agma. And if Palganiza is Knaso, then we're saying he's already been Tofes, and so you could no longer be Moedeh. Even if Hodor comes after Tfisa, it helps, but not if he has a migu.
Because it's ke'edim ma'idah.
Right. So that's his brilliant perish on the Rambam.
So his raya is that since the only way the Gemara can be understood to be giving an answer is if a migu helps to allow the tefisa to be.
If we don't hold that a migu helps, then the Gemara doesn't seem to answer in the case where Palgin is the knas.
Able to be bothered even after tefisa.
Right.
Must be the Tvisa has a migu strengthening it.
That's Ramban's proof. So good. So we've got a clear machlokes Ramban and Ravid, and we understand what their machlokes is around. The way you explained it is that according to the Ramban, the Din of the Torah is not a p'tur for knas. The din of the Torah is that there is no chiyuv for knas unless Beis Din is Mashiach. Until there's a Beis Din Mashiach, there is no chiyuv. Here there is a chiyuv because the Hashor comes from the Tfisa. Whereas the Ravid, you wanted to say, Tainas, that it's a Xeris HaKosov of the p'tur, that there can be no chiyuv knas in a case where there's been a Hedo. So Sechoshin's brother says the Raiva goes the Shitosa the survey the Knasa the Palganiska the Shotam Shanya Mishaknosis. The whole issue around Knas and to what degree we can be Mechayev Knas is because the essentially Knas is to make somebody pay as punishment, to make somebody pay more than they were damaged. But the Palganiska Knasa, even according to the Mandama, the Palganiska Knasa in the case of Shotam, that knas is different from Sha'ar Knosses because it covers the damage and, in fact, even less than the damage. And therefore, Vafilo Hede Me'atzmo Beidina Zil Shlim Amrile. And therefore, Moide B'Knas, in the case of Palganiske, isn't a Ptur. Mishum Dekerin Isle Givir. And a Deloi Kaifile Beidina. Really, it's Kerin. It's basically Kerin. But it's a Kerin that Beis Din can't be Kofer. This is not because of Migu. This is the fact that his Tofes, our only problem is not to establish the Chiyuv. The fact is, you're sure damaged. And if you're sure damaged, you're Chayv compensation. Basically. And the Torah says that you only have to pay half, and we hold that that's a knas. But since it's not any more than the actual damage that was caused, moide b'knas isn't going to patter you.
So is it a different din, a different type of knas, or just because the knas is actually paying half of the original keren, we're actually changing a klal now, that moide b'knas is not patter?
Yeah, we're taking Palganiske Knasa into a different category. And we're saying it's like a hybrid. So what is the reason that we consider it Knas? Is because we say that the Nizak should have taken care. It's not unusual.
To happen.
Yeah, it's that the Baal Asher didn't have to really worry about it. It's unusual. And we don't put an onus on the Baal Ashur to watch out, to keep his shur from being the ger, because he hasn't had experience of it before. But we're saying the fact is you still cause nezek. Your ox did cause nezek. So we're saying you're not fully responsible for that. Understand that. And the Torah says that, but a chatzi nezik you should pay so that people take care of dangerous animals, even if they've never caused danger before, that you take some care over it. But that's more than just a preventative punishment. It's a preventative punishment that to pay part of the damage you caused. So to be moide, when you've actually caused damage, what are you being moide? That I caused damage. Why should you be off the knas? If you moide that I was gonev, so we say, okay, you're part of the knas, but you still pay the carry.
So we're saying that because it's a short term, so your expectation of shmirah isn't as great, and therefore the fact that you're paying above zero has knas-like aspects to it. But on the other hand, you were mazik, and therefore it also has a keren type approach. It also has keren characteristics, and therefore this is different than a mafato and oinus, where you're paying something that's in excess of any.
Right. And particularly Gabi Moide, because what are you Moide? You're Moide to having done damage. That's what you're Moide. You're Moide, my show damaged your show.
Right.
So if you're Moide,
right, Moide by other cases, you'd be Moide that you stole, should bring on the punishment just as...
No, it brings on the Chiyuv Keren.
By saying I stole brings on the Chiyuv Keren, and here where I admit I should have watched...
That's the difficulty with Hodor. Hodor does two things. It brings up a chiyuv keren, because Hodor's baldin kemeh ha'edim dami, and it brings a ptur of knas. So what do you do with chatzi nezek of tam? Do we go by the ptur of knas, or do we go by the chiyuv of keren?
So
the Rashbo, in the name of the Ravid, says that this is a hybrid, and moide b'knas doesn't apply.
And this idea that Beis Din can't force him. Once he's
fired
in the knas, why can't they force him?
A Beis Din Kutzos, because Beis Din can't force him.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
So that's our only problem. It's not that he isn't chayiv, it's just because it's knas, we can't impose it. Dayone Bovel can't impose it. But if he's moide, then he should have to pay it. Chomoshe kosov arashbo b'shmo b'chidushov. V'chen kosov arava magid b'shmo b'ferik tzis m'yilchus nizke momenayin sham. She's Kim Gab Das Harambam Lazer. And the Magid Mishnah holds that that's the Das Harambam as well in Hilchus Niske Momen. Ulufi Zeh, Alibe Da Haravid At Yeshapi Tzfei Nusfosu Shel Haratza. And therefore, according to the Ravid, the Gears is better. The Matzi Ayri Da Afilu Tafse Sahadi, even if there were Edim there and he was Tophis, Vafilahti Loishaif to Modina Mefatrina, given the Knas of the Palkanis, get the Kerin Hood. Kolshe Tophas Ida Klumahani Hodosh was Elohitzim Yada Tophis. So since we're talking about Katsi Nezek here, which has an aspect of Kerin, the Tfisa. The Tfisa works, and the Hidor won't get him out of it, because we don't use Hidor in this case.
And no riot to any other Knas case.
And as we can't bring a riot to any other Knas case, right. Masha'ekin Aliba da Ramban, Tzorich Luk Meditofas Blisa Adi. But according to the Ramban, we've got to say that it was without Edim. Masha'elinizke B'shas, which is not mentioned anywhere.
But he seems to imply that the that it's a little bit
schwer
according to the Ramban.
Yes. The Ramban's pshat, that the way that the Ksos HaChoshen learns the Ramban, that you've got to say it was Tfishet B'loi Edim, so the Iker is Chosim and Asefer, kind of. There's a really important principle which the Gemara doesn't mention. And the Rashbo says, but I don't understand the Ravid. This is what the Ravid says, that Chatzi Nezek, is although it's knas, it has an element of keren, and moide b'knas won't work. But I don't really understand the ravid. Lufi mashi kasov the yesh ponim misvoros, so minusvoros to shel harav. But according to what we've written, there is basis to the ravid, according to the Rav's girsa. So that's all the brother of the Ksos HaChoshen. So the brother of the Tzachoshin is saying, I derive it as a strong tzad.
He brings this new
chilukah. Well, the Indian dinner, but the Lemaisis is the Tzachoshin. One of the cases we haven't found that often where he actually paskins. It's all very well that my brother thinks the Ravid has a good angle, but at the end of the day, the Ravid himself is in Sofik and the Ramban is. So the Maisa, we would go with the Ramban's Vada, not with the Ravid's Sofik. So let's try and go a bit further. Having established that we go like the Ramban, who says that Migu Biknas works, that would only work if the Migu was in front of a proper Beis Din, where the Hoidor of the why Dafka Bifnei Beis Din? It says, Vabisman Azeh Delek Mumkin. What is the Yukim today? What happened? Person comes with Mashkin. He has a Mashkin.
Only Adam witnessing.
So what does that mean, Amashkin? A person gives me something to take care of as a shomer.
Oh,
he then steals something from me in his chayav knas. Is that what it is?
Well, I think it's like a halvah type mashkin, and not a pikkud. We started looking at the Shulchan Aruch there on
Bez.
So it's talking about halvah. So
Reuven lends Shimon money and takes a mashkin. So Reuven's now holding a mashkin of Shimon.
Yeah.
And he holds that Shimon is chayv to him, is chayv knas to him. On another case, is that right? The knas is for something else.
We're not sure. Let's assume that.
And he comes before Adim. He gets two Adim together and he says, I have this mashkin. But the Baal HaMashkin owes me a knas.
Yeah.
And I want to be believed with the Migu. What is the Migu? Or is he saying, I owe him a knas?
You mean, what could he have said? What is the...
What is Reuven saying? I am owed knas by the Loive, or I owe the Loive knas?
We haven't cracked this part yet.
Does the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Beis talk about exactly what the Mitzvus is there?
Very extensive.
It's a very long, extremely long Rama.
Okay, so then let's prepare that for next week.
Yeah, I think so.
The Tshuvas HaRosh would be nice to try and find the Tshuvas HaRosh. We should be able to find it online.
Do you know how to do that?
I'm not very good at that.
Yes, I'll see if I can find it. But at least this part is a little bit more clear.
Yeah.
Okay, next week in Mirtz Hashem I should be in Toronto.
Okay, very nice.
So we can learn together.
Yeah. Do you want to make it a different time or slow?
We could make it a bit earlier. What is the earliest you can make it?
I have a shiur until 9:45.